Good morning. For half of the last century, Detroit was the fourth largest city in the United States. It was briefly known as the Paris of the West because of its broad boulevards and their leafy trees. In 1950, and for a short period after World War II, it was arguably the most prosperous city in the United States. Certainly the wages of men were higher in Detroit, and apparently family income higher in Detroit than in any other place. But that did not last. Detroit lost its tax base, and its population declined sharply. In 2013, it went into bankruptcy, the largest such city to go into bankruptcy. I'm Ren Farley. I teach a short course about Detroit. Detroit is important because so many of the nation's larger issues have played themselves out vividly in Detroit. Racial conflict. Detroit's the only city where the military has gone to the streets four times to put down the killing of whites and blacks by each other. Labor management conflict. No city has a more lively history of that type of conflict. Suburban city issues, the integration of schools, affirmative action, all of these played out very largely because of issues arising in Detroit. And if you're considering a career in policy issues, you might realize that local governments have very much more to do with our day-to-day quality of life than do governments in state capitals or the nation capital, a nation's capital. And there are developments in many cities regarding the delivery of city services, improvements in the quality of life. The course I teach has four classroom meetings. It's a one-credit course. The first is about the history of Detroit and how the long history of the city set the stage for its ultimate bankruptcy. The second presentation is about the specific reasons for bankruptcy in Detroit, how the bankruptcy proceeded, it is now over, and what, to some degree, the outlook is after bankruptcy. The third classroom meeting focuses on the macro population and economic trends that are quite rapidly reshaping the population and economic base of the state of Michigan. And then the final course is quite addressed to Detroit, but raises some of the larger questions about how do older cities, specifically Rust Belt cities, survive and even thrive in an era when there are these massive changes in employment. There are some readings for each of the four classroom meetings. There is an all-Saturday tour of Detroit, and then I ask you to write a short paper equivalent to an op-ed essay for an editorial page. So that's the course about Detroit. Detroit's a fascinating, interesting city with very many opportunities and extremely many challenges. So that's the short course about Detroit that I will teach in the fall.